Unstoppable Sound Agency.
Welcome to this edition of Move to Amend Reports, where we connect you with activists and organizers working on the front lines of the democracy movement to bring you the lowdown on corporate rule, corporate personhood, and money as speech. This is the space to find info you need to help pass the We the People Amendment and legalize democracy. I'm Egberto Willis, and
I'm Laura Barnum.
Coming up next, we have a conversation about the Driscoll-Sakuma Forms boycott with Ramon Torres and Stephanie Sison from Familias Unidas por la Justicia and Edgar Franks from Community to Community and Move to Amend. We'll get the ball rolling after a quick public service announcement.
You can support Move to Amend reports and other Move to Amend programs by joining our $28 for the 28th Amendment monthly sustainer campaign. Pledge $28 a month and help make the We the People Amendment our 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Visit movetoamend.org/donate to sign up.
You're listening to Move to Amend Reports, where we bring you the voices from the movement to amend the Constitution and abolish corporate rule.
We welcome back fellow board member on Move to Amend's national leadership team, Edgar Franks. Edgar serves as the Civic Engagement Program Coordinator at Community to Community Development, C2C, working to engage supporters and develop a strategy that ensures the needs of our communities are represented. Community to Community works on issues of food sovereignty through the lens of farm workers with the goal of creating a politically conscious intersectional base that is fighting to end patriarchy, settler colonialism, and capitalism through direct actions, policies, and strategic alliances with other popular people's movements regionally, nationally, and globally. He's also a member of the Canopy Collective, committed to nourishing community power to heal our connections with our cultures, each other, and the earth. Joining Edgar in this conversation is the president of Familias Unidas por la Justicia, Ramon Torres. Ramon was born in Guadalajara, Jalisco, in Mexico, where growing up helping his father in his construction business before moving to the U.S. to support his family with a better income, working the agricultural fields of San Joaquin and Yakima Valley. In 2012, Ramon worked at Sakuma Brothers Farms, where he witnessed the exploitation and discrimination targeted toward his indigenous co-workers. On July 11, 2013, he and a few friends organized over 200 farm workers to march from their labor camps to the company field office in protest of the piece rate for blueberries picked in their field. The next day, he was elected president of Familias Unidas and has led fellow farm workers to recover over $500,000 in back wages, a higher minimum wage, and recognition as the first independent farm workers union. We also like to welcome to the program a member of the boycott coordination team for Familias Unidas, Stephanie Sison. Stephanie lives in Bellingham and spends most of her time scheming, writing emails, and making tea with friends. She became involved through a student boycott committee on Western Washington's campus and is now in love with organizing. She plans to stay in Bellingham with all of the fantastic people she's met there. And she currently wishes to make a living as a bartender to practice skills in creating safer spaces, but first must turn 21. Welcome to the show, Stephanie, Ramon, and Edgar.
Hello. Hola.
Hi.
Well, it's a pleasure having all of you guys with us today. Look, going back about five decades, Cesar Chavez, the California farm worker and union organizer, became famous through the five-year-long California grape boycott, which produced some protections for the state's farm workers, including signed union contracts with better pay and benefits and better environmental standards. A similar struggle is unfolding in Washington state. Ramon, your union is asking folks to stop eating Driscoll berries. Explain why it is that you guys are doing that.
Okay. Bueno, una de las razones puede que cuando empezamos a cuando estamos pidiendo nuestras demandas, no se llegaron tres acuerdos con esta compañía y la compañía a las tres semanas rompió sus acuerdos.
So one of the reasons that we decided to do this was because we started negotiating with a company early on and we came up with three core agreements. But after a couple of weeks, the company broke those agreements.
Entonces no tenía caso que siguiéramos tratando de negociar con la compañía cuando ellos quisieran, podían quebrar todos nuestros acuerdos. Entonces no tenía una garantía de llegar a mejoramientos, ¿verdad?
So what we saw that it wasn't worth us spending time negotiating with the company if they were going to go back on their word. What we needed was that we needed to get something guaranteed.
Bueno, para mencionar los acuerdos, uno fueron los más importantes que quisimos negociar fue no represalias, que no nos pusieran seguridad 24 horas. El otro fuera de que nos garantizaran un pago de $12 por hora.
The three main agreements that we wanted was that we did not want reprisals against the people that went out on strike. We did not want security guards to be watching us 24/7, and we wanted a just wage.
A nosotros comprobar que no tenía ninguna validez su firma, decidimos anunciar un boicoteo contra la compañía Takuma Brothers Farm. Y después de ahí salió esta compañía que se llama Drisco, protegiéndolos y escondiendo sus productos bajo el label de ellos después que pudimos sacarlos del mercado.
So now that we found out that their agreements and their signatures had no worth, we decided to call for a boycott at first for all the Takuma products. But then what ended up happening was this Driscoll's, they started to hide and cover all of the Takuma berries with their own label.
Después que los sacamos del mercado a Takuma.
Because of our boycott against Takuma was so successful, the Driscoll's label began to appear, and that's where Takuma berries started to be sold under us.
So I have a question. Did the union look at Cesar Chavez's success and use that as a template, or was and that's why you chose to use a boycott, or did the union consider other forms of protest before going to the boycott?
La verdad fue de cuando empezamos, los que estábamos encargados de la unión, cuando se empezó, empezamos a estudiar el boicoteo de César Chávez y nos dimos una idea de cómo iniciar el de nosotros, pero sí, ¿verdad? La pregunta que me está haciendo, nosotros lo hicimos con la misma intención y también por César Chávez.
So yes, when we first started doing this, we did do our own research and about the boycotts and César Chávez, and you know, we really were inspired by that. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that we used a method that was really effective. So, yes, we were inspired by using the boycott, and especially by César Chávez.
Now, we've spent on this show, we've spent some time talking about the ongoing boycott of corporate berry producers, Takuma Brothers Farms and Driscoll Berries. Stephanie, we're hoping to give our listeners an update on the current progress of the boycott. What kind of support are you receiving from local communities and businesses?
So the boycott has really exploded nationally and internationally. There's been lots of emails from supporters all over the place, some people that we've never heard or seen before that just email us and want to set up boycott committees. There's a lot of folks right now on the West Coast that are wanting to form more boycott committees and wanting to really strengthen the boycott of Driscoll's support FUGA. We've been coordinating this tour that will go and reach out to the bulk of our supporters on the West Coast. Tours in solidarity with La Alianza de San Quintín and the unions in Mexico. And it's really to muster support for the boycott. There's all sorts of labor unions and labor councils. There's student groups and there's different various activist groups that are all in support of FEJ and the boycott, and they're all boycotting Driscoll's.
Yeah, that's a big audience. So I guess what I'm asking is, what is the audience that you're targeting in this tour? I mean, who are the groups that you're really trying to reach out to and hope to get on board in this tour? And boy, you're going to be on the road for a while too. So can you tell us some specifics about the tour, where you're going to start, when you're going to end, and what your route's going to kind of be like, so people can look for that?
Okay, our main focuses are the unions, farm worker unions, and students. And the main goal and purpose of the tour is to start up as many boycott committees as possible, get as many people out there supporting the boycott of Driscoll's and supporting FUJ. The tour will start on March 18th, and it will go until April 17th. Basically, it starts in Portland and is then traveling all the way down to the West Coast. There's about 14 different locations. Two of the main locations are Watsonville, where the Driscoll's headquarters is, and LA and San Diego and the border. These are some of the hot spots where we're going.
So how do folks register support with your campaign? Do you have a petition or other tools to offer organizers outside of your community so that they can get involved in pushing the boycott in their own communities?
Yes, anybody who is interested in becoming either a part of the tour or supporting FUJ should email boycottcoordination@gmail.com, and that will go straight to the boycott coordination team, which includes myself and four other people, and we go through that email and we try to get everybody all the materials and support that they need. We try to facilitate communications between them and other groups in the area so that they can support the boycott in the best way possible.
Great. And then just one last question. You're a young woman doing this work and you're finding it fulfilling, and you know, we're very grateful for that. Do you come out of the farm worker tradition, or do you come to this as a student out of the academic and student community trying to make the world a better place? In other words, from where does your idealism flow?
I do not come from the farm worker tradition. I am a white student. I will be graduating this week. I just got involved through some of my friends and through my community, basically. And it spread so that I could become a community organizer. But I would not say that there's a specific source where I get motivation through outside of the people that I really care about and work with.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Now, right now we're in the election season. Have you guys done anything to kind of piggyback off of the, what I like to call the notoriety of the election, to get some media coverage, given that in general, unions, et cetera, if they don't do something big, they don't get a lot of coverage. So while what you're doing is very important, very few people, specifically the people who would want to know that the people they get their berries from and their farm products from are treated well. Have you guys done anything to increase your visibility by using the political, the current political climate or the current political election primaries?
Okay, I can answer it.
Okay, go ahead, Edgar.
Okay. So, yeah, there is no denying that there's tremendous amount of energy around the election with all the interesting candidates that are running, you know, all the conversations that are happening. You know, it's important for working people to get their voice out. So I think right now, you know, we come from farm worker organizing and farm worker background, and usually we're pretty much limited to one specific issue all the time, which is immigration. It's the big issue. It affects all of us, not just immigrants, but the whole entire nation. You know, there's a big dialogue about immigration. But for farm workers, you know, it goes even deeper than just immigration when it comes to politics and electoral politics. I think for us, you know, we're on the forefront of many of the different issues that candidates are talking about, whether it be the environment or labor or race. their farm workers need to be part of that that conversation and also part of the solutions that are being presented. I think also it's important to note that, you know, given the current state of the election process and who can and can't participate in that, we have to find ways, other ulterior ways where workers, immigrant workers, can participate in the political system. So that's why one of the important things of Familias Unidas, what they've been doing here locally in Washington State and with this tour, how they've been able to move forward farm worker organizing and farm worker rights, even within the context of that they're not able to participate mostly in the electoral process, but just by the simple fact of organizing from the base, from the bottom up, just to see the all the changes that have been made, whether it be, you know, winning Supreme Court cases here in Washington, wage theft claims, lawsuits, and also participating and organizing farm worker tribunals at our state capital. You know, these are pretty significant things just from the different ways that we can create change. Yes, voting is one part, but if we leave out this whole other aspect of base building and consciousness raising that's being led by farm workers and immigrants, then, you know, this is something that could inspire other folks. And, you know, this is, again, we want to inject ourselves into the political discussion, because most of the times we're not getting discussed during the debates or during any of the mainstream conversations regarding politics or elections.
Excellent. We'll continue this conversation after a quick public service announcement.
Does your elected representative support amending the Constitution to end corporate constitutional rights and get money out of politics? You can help us find out by joining Move to Amend's Pledge to Amend campaign. Help persuade local, state, and federal legislators to pledge support for our We the People amendment. Recruit co-sponsors for this amendment in the U.S. House and Senate. For more information, visit movetoamend.org/pledge-amend. That's movetoamend.org/pledge-amend.
Are you part of a faith or ethical community whose values and principles are being violated by corporate actions? We the people of the Move to Amend Interfaith Caucus share in common a variety of values and principles. In this unity, we find the short-sighted and single-minded drive for profits by certain corporations has led to the degradation of the environment and our society. Corporate power has come to dominate our existence, with the values and principles we all hold dear being routinely violated by powerful corporations using their so-called personhood to influence elections, legislation, regulations, and judicial outcomes in their favor and at our expense. It is the purpose of the Interfaith Caucus to engage faith and ethical communities and educate about how the work of ending corporate rule can be approached from a spiritual, ethical, or religious perspective. Working together at national, state, local, and faith community levels, we can pass the We the People Amendment. Join us on our monthly calls the third Wednesday of each month at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Visit movetoamend.org/interfaith-caucus for more information.
You're listening to Move to Amend Reports, where we connect the dots between the current issues of our time and the nature of corporate rule. We're talking with fellow Move to Amend board member Edgar Franks, along with the Familias Unidas president Ramon Torres.
Okay, let's go back to Cesar Chavez and forward to community, Edgar. One of the great strengths Cesar Chavez had was his understanding that different struggles needed to be linked together. By linking up his Latino agricultural works with Filipino agricultural workers in a nonviolent framework, he began a process that eventually brought victory. Community to community is planning a similar role for FUJ. Now, what is C2C doing to help build bridges to other fronts of struggle in support of the boycott?
Okay. Community to community, you know, we take our lead from the farm workers, so we do our part. But the real thing that we need to acknowledge is that the real work on the ground is being done by Familias Unidas, and the biggest thing that we can do as a community organization is to be in solidarity
for the workers and do what is needed from our end, that we have the capacity to make sure that Familias Unidas and workers have a space to come out and present what's happening, what's the realities in farm workers. So part of that is, you know, to have that deep understanding of the farm worker movement, of how we got here, presented to the community, and then the workers come in and speak on their reality. So it's like more like almost like a complementary role and relationship that Familias Unidas and C2C has. I think obviously one of the main roles is also to help in getting the word out on the boycott, and especially looking at it through a lens of food sovereignty, of what it's going to take for communities to reach food sovereignty through union organizing, creating a better food system, and at the same time, you know, talking about what is the food system and how corporate has become. You know, these are conversations that C2C helps facilitate. You know, and this is like another great thing about being in Multumen, because we get to deepen our analysis on corporate personhood and how money and politics affects it all, and especially taking a deep dive into how it also affects agriculture. So, you know, it's for us, it's a good place to be, to have these conversations and to be side by side with the workers, so we can have these kind of discussions and what it means in real life.
Oh, so you're telling me, Edgar, that Familias Unidas is really sort of that ancillary group that helps, let's say, C2C community to community and other organizations?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, I think Familias Unidas has shown the leadership, has demonstrated the leadership of things that we should follow. You know, their farm workers, for the most part, are the poorest, the most exploited, one of the most exploited workforces, economically, culturally, racially, you know. So for farm workers to organize in the way that Familias Unidas have been able to do, coming from indigenous communities, displaced communities from Mexico, for them to risk everything, their livelihood, you know, we have to really admire and have to follow that leadership and that risk-taking. And especially now when immigrants and workers are under attack, for a group of workers like Familias Unidas to rise up, considering all the odds that are against them, then we should do our part to make sure that that they get the space to show the world how you create change.
This one is for Ramon and Stephanie too, but we'll start with Ramon. Chavez led a very successful boycott, and we certainly hope your leadership will also bring about success. That said, there hasn't been a successful boycott since then. You said that Chavez inspired you, but what is your strategy to expand this boycott?
Yo pienso que una de las cosas es por los cambios que queremos hacer, ¿verdad? Principalmente queremos con el contrato de unión quitar a nuestros hijos a los 12 años de trabajar en los fields.
So, you know, one of the things is that with the changes that we want to do, you know, first of all, we want to get our youth out of working in the fields.
Entonces, son unas buenas, ¿verdad? En el estado de Washington, a los 12 años, los niños pueden trabajar en los campos. Entonces, eso no queremos, ¿verdad? ¿Por qué no más nuestros hijos? ¿Por qué no más agricultura? Y, ¿verdad? Entonces, ¿por qué nos están forzando a ser trabajadores del campo?
So, you know, here in Washington State, youth can work in the fields as young as 12 years old legally. And, you know, we have to look at that. Why is it only our kids? You know, it's almost like forcing us to be workers.
Otra cosa que nos está ayudando mucho en el boicoteo es de que, como siendo trabajadores del campo, pisquemos frutas y verduras y no tengamos la habilidad para comprarlas nosotros, para nosotros mismos comerlas.
So, and another thing that we're seeing is, you know, we're out here working and taking fruits and vegetables, but then we also don't have the luxury of buying those fruits and vegetables for ourselves.
La otra es que tenemos mucha ilusión en ese boicoteo. Vemos mucha esperanza. Una es porque tenemos muchísima gente nos está contactando para formar comités porque sí de veras quieren ver un cambio para los trabajadores del campo.
So we're also seeing where what gives us a lot of hope is that a lot of people are reaching out and communicating with us and saying that they want to help better conditions for farm workers.
Nosotros empezamos nuestro boicoteo hace 3 años, entonces a los 2 años de nuestro boicoteo, nuestros hermanos en San Quintín, Baja California, salen 80,000, más de 70,000 trabajadores en huelga por las mismas condiciones que nosotros.
So we've been in this for 3 years already with the boycott. And then 2 years after we started our boycott, over 70,000 workers with our people in San Quintín started their own boycott of because of the same conditions we're experiencing here in Washington.
¿Verdad? Pero vamos al punto. ¿Quién es la compañía explotadora en San Quintín y quién es la compañía explotadora en Estados Unidos? Es Grisco, es la misma compañía.
But then if we really, you know, to get to the point, you know, who's the people, who's this company, corporation that's exploiting workers in San Quintín, and who's the corporation that's exploiting us here, it's Grisco.
Una de las razones, que una otra explicación que te podría dar es, ahorita con toda la presión que hemos puesto a Grisco, con esto del boicoteo, les está doliendo, y están usando diferentes labels ya.
So, and another example I can give to you is because of the boycott and the pressure and how successful it's been against Driscoll's, Driscoll's is now starting to change their labels.
Entonces, no nos da otra posibilidad, más que ya estamos estructurando, estamos haciendo otra estrategia, porque ya no más va a ser el boicoteo de Driscoll. Ahora vamos a ir por todas las presas, el boicoteo de todas las presas, porque ya no tenemos otra opción.
So, you know, and now we really have to really look at the strategy because we're looking into now that we might have to boycott all the strawberries because of just how everything is getting mixed up, you know, and with Driscoll, we really have to really hit them hard. So the boycott in general of all strawberries is what we're looking at as a strategy.
Nosotros estamos trabajando muy cerca con algunas más uniones, formando una estrategia de cómo vamos a anunciar nuestro boicoteo general en junio de este año.
And right now, currently, we're discussing with other supporting unions about how we're going to be able to work this general boycott in June.
Se van a abrir las posibilidades de hablar con las compañías, dejar un espacio abierto dentro de un mes para que se pongan en comunicación con la unión y tratar de llegar a un acuerdo antes de empezarlos a boicotear, ¿verdad? Porque sabemos que hay muchas compañías que sí hacen bueno, ¿verdad? Que sí están tratando de trabajar bien.
You know, and at the same time, you know, we want to reach out to other growers that are trying to do the right thing to see if we can come up with some kind of agreement because there are companies out there that are trying to do the right thing before we announce this big boycott that we want to have a communication with them.
Eso es más o menos lo que tengo. No sé si responde tu pregunta.
This is what, you know, what some of our thinking is. I don't know if that answered the question, though.
I have to say that this, Ramon mentioned this in the, you know, earlier on, and again this time, this just changing the label to fool the consumer business is so low down. So it's so low down. And as Ramon was responding, I was thinking to myself how happy I am that I grow my own strawberries and raspberries because it's going to be very hard for consumers to determine what's safe and isn't. So it's good to hear that you're organizing with good growers so that we consumers can identify what we should be buying and what we can't. So that's really cool. And I was going to give Stephanie a shot at how we're going to spread the message on this boycott. She was talking about the West Coast tour before, but what other tools and resources are being used to get this word out, you know, across the country, basically, is, you know, where I'm going with it.
So to get the word out, definitely the tour is a major part of that. And also just working with strategic alliances of national and international organizations that are already doing a lot of work based around land sovereignty and the food system and labor rights, immigrant justice. So through all of those networks of support, it's like a web, you just have to get the right contacts with people, and eventually it spreads out. And right now that's basically what has happened, a large part of the way that we're gaining so much support. As far as strategy goes, it's important to know that all of the strategy is directed by the farm workers and by those that are impacted by the food system. It's important for people that are wanting to start a committee and wanting to support that they follow the directive of the farm workers, because they're the ones who know what's best.
Great, thanks.
I've got to say, just the establishment of this union is huge. Well, as Sanders would say, it's huge. Another majority underreported. It's an underreported story. Now, as a counterbalance to corporate rule, authentic labor unions are necessary. We know that. And the creation of a new union in this economic atmosphere is an accomplishment of huge proportions. Now, further magnified by the fact that this union serves a disenfranchised part of our society. So, Edgar, I know you kind of spoke a little bit on of this before, but within this context, why don't you tell me the role, or what role community play in developing or played in developing this particular union?
I think community supported was there since day one when the workers went out on strike. I think the thing that was different, though, from other people that were trying to support is that we did not want to tell workers what to do or what they should be doing or making decisions. The only thing that we were doing was just pretty much asking, what do the workers need, and we can see if we can support. So luckily, you know, with the 10-year trajectory that Community to Community has, we've had various networks that we're part of. So when the workers went out on strike and called for a boycott, we were able to use that network to get the word out and get support for Familias Unidas. And I think currently to this day, that's been one of our primary roles of making sure everywhere we go, we get called out a lot to talk about the food system and economies and stuff like that. But we always have to bring it back to why people need to support this boycott of Driscoll's, the world's largest berry distributor, and why people need to support farm worker organizing and worker organizing. So for us, you know, there is no separation when we talk about food sovereignty and people creating a new food system. We see that the organizing that Familias Unidas is doing is part of that new food system that we want to see, where workers are placed on equitable terms as equal stakeholders, just as important as the growers, and also in the equitable terms as consumers and the supermarkets that sell all the food. So for us, we try to make those connections. And since the beginning of the strike, you know, it's sharpened our analysis, and has really made sure that we try even harder to make sure that we create a new food system with workers side by side, with community members, with everybody that's interested in creating something new.
We're almost out of time. So what final comments would you like to leave with our listeners? And please let folks know how they can support Familias Unidas, how they can get more involved with Community to Community, and right now, most importantly, how they can participate in the Sukuma Driscoll's boycott.
Tenemos una página en internet que es boycottsakumaberries.com. Tenemos una página de Facebook, Familias Unidas por la Justicia, donde estamos poniendo información de todo el boicoteo. ¿Cómo pueden ayudar? Una de las cosas, como tú bien dijiste, es que estamos pidiendo a toda la gente que si quieren ayudar en solidaridad con el boicot, que siembren sus propias presas.
So, again, we've got a couple of ways people can get more information. People can go to
boycottsakumaberries.com. We also have our Facebook page, Familias Unidas por la Justicia. And one of the things where you just mentioned of how people can be in solidarity is that people can also, that something is really good is people like you are growing your own berries now.
Para la gente que quiera formar comités o hacer algo más, acciones, lo que sea, pueden comunicarse a boycottcoordination@gmail.com.
And for people that want to get involved with the boycott and setting up picket lines or just anything in general, please contact boycottcoordination@gmail.com.
Estamos pidiendo donaciones para el viaje para California para este mes, a la mitad de este mes. Estamos, tenemos una página, en la página del Boycott, tenemos una página en la que pueden donar.
And if people want to contribute to this tour that we're going to go on next week, people can go to our website, boycottsakumaberries.com, and there people can donate.
Una de las cosas que vamos a hacer este viaje es porque queremos que todos se enteren que en junio vamos a estar haciendo este boicoteo.
And one of the reasons that we're doing this tour is so people know that we're planning to do this this action of boycott the strawberries.
Well, look, Stephanie, Ramon, and Edgar, it was our pleasure to have you here on Move to Amend Reports. We are absolutely sure that getting as much information that's possible about your movement and what you're doing can only be a positive. So again, thank you for giving us this time to be on our network.
And thanks. And Move to Amend has been really supportive since day one also. So we want to thank Move to Amend and being in solidarity with the workers and giving us time to share a couple of the stories.
So Edgar, I understand that David Cobb is going to be rolling with that tour for some of the stops. Am I correct?
I hope so. You know, David, this is also part of building solidarity and that network that we need to create a new just system of solidarity across different networks and movements. So David hopefully will be able to join us on a couple of stops to show that solidarity of how, you know, and we can talk about how corporations are affecting our food system and workers and immigrants. You know, and we can, like, practice a lot of our talk about building a new society right now with this tour and using this opportunity to create networks that and friendships to promote farm worker justice and the democracy movement.
Well, be sure to check out those dates, and this is a really valuable thing to do, boycottsakuma.com. And you can find the dates for the tour running up and down the West Coast at the same location, March 18th through April 3rd. Through April 23rd are the dates of the tour. BoycottSakumaBerries.com. Gracias, Ramon. And thank you, Stephanie and Edgar. It's been a real pleasure having you on our show today.
Help raise awareness about the movement to amend the Constitution by hosting your own house party for democracy. Invite family, friends, and neighbors for a screening of our mini-documentary, Legalize Democracy. To find the film and learn how to get started with your house party, visit movetoamend.org/houseparties. That's one word, movetoamend.org/houseparties.
That's it for this edition of Move to Amend Reports. Good night and have a great week.
Move to Amend Reports was created and brought to you by Move to Amend. Produced by national team members Keon Bliss, Laura Bonham, Egberto Willis, Caitlin Saposi-Belknap, and Renee Babcock, with the assistance of Grace Novak, and with contributions from Move to Amend staff and affiliates. Opening theme entitled Move to Amend, performed by Shimako Noble and produced by Soul Circuitry.